Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion.
Give me that good
old-time religion.
Lord,
it's good enough for me.
Come on with that
old-time religion.
I've got to have that
old-time religion.
Everybody needs a good
old-time
religion.
It's good enough for me.
It was good for my mother. It was good for my father. It's good for everybody, and it's good enough for me.
Oh, praise be to the highest of all holy powers. And I'm talking about Jesus. Who else would I be talking about? We have Brother Harry Hardwick on the line with us today. How are you, Brother Harry? Brother Harry?
Yes?
Bless you. I hear that Satan had locked you in a hallway or a stairway.
Well, you know he had, Jack, and I suspect it's because he didn't want me to discuss the good news of the Lord to your listeners. But through the power of prayer, I escaped, and I'm a little sweaty, but I think I can make it through your show.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And it's so important that you're with us today because there's been so many things. For those of you who don't know, Brother Harry is our personal spiritual advisor here on the show. He is the guru of sexual orientation change. He and Betty Bowers and the Landover Group have tried so far and failed in changing my sexuality. But I feel, every day I feel a little bit closer to the vagina. So you are doing some good work there. I do want to talk to you, Brother Harry, about health care and as it relates to biblical times. And did the figures, did the disciples have full coverage, including dental? Did Jesus provide that for them?
Well, now, in the Bible, there was no health care. There were, however, times when God cared about health. Methuselah was a good example. But really, since humans annoy the Lord, allowing them to live longer only allows them to annoy him even more. So he stopped caring about their health long ago. You've got to bear in mind that it was Jesus who recommended exorcism and prayer in place of medical care, making the New Testament the favorite resource guide among contemporary HMO administrators.
Right, exactly. Now, here's the thing. Would Jesus have been considered having a pre-existing condition, considering he was the Son of God and all?
Ever since Eve, sin has been the only pre-existing condition. Mm. The problem with God is that he's supposed to already know everything, but he is nonetheless always being surprised by stuff. Just ask Adam and Eve about the Lord acting all shocked because they sinned. So he is likely never to think of claiming a pre-existing condition because it will have already slipped his mind. Everything is new when you have the memory of a fruit fly.
That is so true, isn't it? That is so true. Well, what do you say to all the non-believers out there who question that if God were real, why do we have Nancy Grace and Lou Dobbs? Why do we have them, and why do they have careers?
Jesus told us there would be Antichrist living in the end times. What he didn't tell us is that one would be a geriatric old biddy who puts on her makeup with a spatula, and the other would be Nancy Grace. Before I saw the two of them, I thought I'd encountered the bottom of the barrel. Now I realize that if you lift the barrel up, you know, I've got a message for both of them, Jack. As a devout, fundamentalist Southern Baptist, I am fully committed to hatred, judgment, and condemnation. But for goodness sakes, folks, turn the volume down a bit.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Although Nancy has a rockin' hairstyle. And now she has twins, you know, and she likes to chat about them on a regular basis as if
anyone reminds cares. Me of the good old days of Kathy Lee talking about Cody.
Yeah.
I don't know about the hair, but when I look at that woman's face, it looks like a frustrated prostitute who simply can't find the 20 on the night.
Oh, my God.
She's on the new season of Cat House, right?
Oh, right. She is. She's going to be. Listen, I recently read something I thought was so interesting, and that was Christians were going to be paying atheists to care for their dogs once the rapture happens. So if this is true, I'm pretty sure that Betty is going to be paying a pretty penny for those to care for her animals.
Well, you can't be critical of us for using atheists. We had to turn our dogs over to folks who won't be joining us in heaven.
Right.
We considered them Mexican since they're hellbound idol-worshipping Catholics and have lots of experience in the service industry. But we were afraid they might wind up eating the dogs. Now, don't worry none about Mrs. Bauer's many purebred pets. I have it on the highest authority, namely hers, that her dogs will all be joining her in glory, except for one Springer Spaniel puppy that chewed the heel off her $900 open-toe pump last weekend.
Oh, my God.
She says that one dog will be going straight to hell.
Yeah. Well, that is an unforgivable sin, isn't it? That is one of them.
Absolutely.
Now, as you know, Don't Ask, Don't Tell is being debated again. And I just wonder, Brother Harry, what would you do if you found yourself in a foxhole with a male soldier?
Well, just as long as that was the only hole I found him in, I wouldn't actually fire the weapon I'd have trained on him at all times.
Okay, so I guess then you would be okay with it. What is your view on Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, you know, as Christians, we have to tell, we have to ask, and we have to tell everything. So while I don't particularly care for them coming out of the closet, if we don't know who they are, we can't really cure them. And frankly, enrollment is down at Bash, and we need to find out who these folks are. I think if they let Mrs. Bowers take over the troops for just a while longer, she could cure the homosexuality and also some of the rather unappealing outfits and hairstyles that they all have in the service.
Right. Now, will you tell us again about your theory of homosexuality, about the there being an empty space in the rectum?
Well, it's not my theory, Jack. Remember that it is the conclusions reached by Dr. Jonathan Watkins. I believe we talked about this before. Dr. Watkins is the chief of staff of Landover Baptist Hospital for the Saved. He earned his honorary medical degree by reciting all of the begets of the Old Testament in reverse order. And Dr. Watkins conducted an experiment with about an odd number of homosexual men one weekend. And he discovered that homosexual gratification occurs when rectal demons are jammed up against this thing called the prostate gland.
Okay, that's
it. Because their space has been invaded. The demons stimulate the glands with their scampering hooves and tiny little tridents.
That's it.
If it weren't for the rectal demons, buggery would be no more fun than sticking a big Q-tip in your ear. So we now have engaged in mandatory prostate removal for all male patients at Landover Baptist.
Okay.
And is that paid for by the tithing?
Oh, no. Tithing, as we talked about last time, covers only administrative expenses.
Okay.
As chief administrator, I can assure you that's true.
Well, Brother Harry, I just want to thank you, and let's give your websites. You have landoverbaptist.org.
Yeah, it's Christmas is coming up, and so you want to do your Christmas shopping at Landover.
Also, landoverbaptist.com. Excuse me.
And bettybowers.com. And do remember, if you look, if any of the three of us who have a web presence, Pastor Deacon Fred, Betty Bowers, or Brother or Harry Hardwick, you'll find us on YouTube, witnessing to all the masses.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank the Lord for you, Brother Harry Hardwick. And come back and visit us again real soon, won't you?
Turn or burn.
Okay.
Turn or burn. We'll be back with more of the talk you've been missing right after this message break.
Undertaker, Undertaker, please drive slow for this lady.